stuff going on. And first things first, I want to apologize to everybody who was looking for the StratOp yesterday that we ended up canceling. There was a communication failure. I thought that we were going to let you guys know in Elysium about that op being canceled, and we failed to do that. That is on me. Oversight issue. Whoops. Sorry about that. We do have a big-ass StratOp tonight. So I want to talk about what's happening. We had a couple of Fortizars reinforced in the Galactic Northwest, and we are kind of diddling with our boundaries, but basically there was a group of Pandemic Horde people ran around and hit a couple of our Fortizars in the Galactic Northwest. So because we fucked up, and that sucks, but because we fucked up, we are going to be sending a huge pile of Sacrileges and Moonins and stuff like that up north tonight. So this is going to be a 2 o'clock eve form up, so tonight, tonight, tonight. And we already have a bunch of Sacrileges on contracts in 1DQ1, but I'd like to see more of them. And I have good news from the fitting team, which is that if you have your Sacrileges left over from the Jeff deployment, it is the same fit as before. So we really need to get on board with having Sacs on contract, because that is going to be one of our mainline doctrines as we're doing this. They're really cool ships, they're fun, but we need them imported into 1DQ1 and be on contract and ready to rock. It is time to sack up. So we have between now and 0200 Eve to get ready for this. I anticipate that if we a big show of force, everything will go well and smoothly. But if we half-ass it and fuck up, then it will escalate into more annoyance for us. So there you go. Another piece of news, because CTB has hit many, many ships with a nerf bat, capital fits are still being worked on. J Amazingness has been contacted by several people saying, when are we getting news about cap fits? They are being worked on. They will be ready soon, but they are not ready yet. We are aware that you are waiting. One of the things about this is, you know, obviously you don't want to rush a fit and then find out too soon that it was shitty and then have to get everybody to do something different. We are working on it. It has not been forgotten. Okay, we have a couple of other things to talk about here in terms of big boy toys and things like that. There's a Locust fleet tomorrow. So essentially, between tonight's op, which will not be canceled, again, sorry about that, guys, bad luck. Tonight's op happening, 0200 Eve, and then tomorrow we have a Locust fleet. So we also need big boy toys for there. We need everybody to break out your supers and your subcaps and get ready to guard our pile of Rorquals as they run around and get rich. So that will be tomorrow at, I think, usually, fuck daylight savings time, I've already forgotten. It's usually in 1700 to 1800 range. Could somebody correct me and tell me when the fucking Locust fleet is going to be in the directorate? We'll get that to you guys in a moment. 1800-ish. All right, there you go.
Yeah.
So this is a segue. We're talking about going up north with Sacrileges to defend these Fortizars, which come out tonight. We are talking about bringing out the big boy toys for guarding our Locust fleet, and that is tomorrow. And it's time to have a real talk, birds and the bees style, about the future of supercarrier ratting. Some people have been coming to me and been like a breed about leveling with you guys, not in like, oh my god, we need to keep secrets or something, but like, I don't think you guys are a bunch of fragile babies. CCP periodically over the course of the history of this game takes a playstyle, hits it with a sledgehammer, and renders it absolutely useless overnight, right? Like, we've seen this, I've seen this at least, because I've been playing this damn game for 15 years. Over and over and over again, CCP will just sledgehammer something, and it just is a complete waste of time now. And I don't think you guys are babies. I think you can hear it straight that supercarrier ratting is just a huge waste of time now. It is unlikely to come back as being viable or good. It is nerfed into uselessness. You will, if you try to rat a supercarrier, you will get exterminated by a random S bomber gang. It is not worth it. The cost benefit ratio is not there. CCP has nerfed supercarrier ratting into functional uselessness. And instead of beating around the bush and going, oh, maybe things will change, blah, 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 I think it's time that we just accept this and work around it rather than trying to act like you guys, I mean, are you guys going to faint and have a case of the vapors if I tell you CCB fucked supercarrier routing? Is that going to be a go, oh, blue, blue, blue? And it is the reality. So here's the thing that we're probably going to do. If you are, we're going to be talking about the blazing and stain thing here in a moment. But the hard truth is that supercarrier routing is just a waste of time and is stupid now. It's not viable in our circumstances. And you can get with the program or you can't. We still have a very big pile of uses for supers, which is for PvP shit, and for things like guarding our locust fleets. I think what we're probably going to be doing here is, this isn't set in stone yet, but where this is probably going, is we will probably say, if you just absolutely insist that you have to be a special snowflake and you have to rat in your supercarrier and fuck you, dad, I'm not going to do what you tell you, is that you can go do it on a period basis. Because in the off-delve colonies, it is a no man's land where you will not be saved, and you can pull yourself up by your bootstraps, and you don't have to worry about any of, well, there's still some law down there. There's a lot less law in period basis. So if you're like some sort of supercarrier ratting zealot and insist upon doing this damn silly thing in this damn silly way, we would like to invite you to explore that option in the off-delve colonies of period basis. Now, that is not yet a matter of formal policy, but it might be a matter of formal policy soon because I personally think it would be hilarious to have all of the hunters running down after the super ratting zealots, if people actually are zealots about super ratting, which I don't see why they would be, but whatever. If it floats your boat, you can do it on a period basis. Meanwhile, if you're looking for PvE stuff to do, and you guys know I hate talking about PvE stuff unless it relates to PvP, well, in this case, this PvE does relate to PvP. This PvE does relate to PvP, which is Blazing in Stain. We are working now on getting a more everyman newbie-friendly guide for how to do blazing missions in Stain. We have already seen a lot of success in that with some people out there hardcore doing it. And the reason why we want to do this, if you've missed the memo about Blazing and Stain, the reason why we're doing this is that our supercarriers and our Titans need to get Nirvana implants for shield slaves, the Nirvana implants. And we're already seeing the price of these things crash just because we're only just beginning to get started out there. But if you're like, I want to do PvE and CCP nerf me and I'm met and I want to help out, go do Blazing and Stain. And there is already been linked a yet another guide to Blazing, and the awesome guys in University are exploring doing a whole bunch of interesting things with revising our guides and making our guides more newbie friendly and generally cleaning things up. So Robbie and the University dudes are awesome. If you're interested in helping out with guide writing and cleaning up the wiki and doing all of the things that we can do to make it easier for everyone joining Goonswarm in the Imperium to find out what they need to find out, please do join Goonversity. They are cool dudes and sort of doing a big knowledge transfer kick here. All right, so as we said last week when the patch hit, actually not last week, what would it be? Was it Monday, Tuesday? Anyway, whatever. We said all supers are going to be docked up for a week. That is still holding. We may come down with a formal law of if you want a rat in your super, you do it on a period basis and possibly banning it entirely in Delve. But it seems to be working as usual when we dock everything up and we basically go on strike as needed. It fucks things up for the hunters and lets us focus our efforts elsewhere. So that's cool. Did I read the CSM notes because Blazing is next on the chopping block? I don't really care about that. I mean, it's a good point, Micromancer. Again, my policy when it comes to anything related to what CCP says they're going to do or what CCP says they're thinking about, I don't believe a damn thing until I see it in some patch notes. Because they promise the moon and the stars, and maybe if they honestly intend to give us the moon and the stars, the reality of dev time seemed to mean that it's better to make plans around what you can actually see in upcoming release notes rather than, hopes and dreams or whatever. And Kosis is going to have his first Titan, and that is going to be awesome. Do we get to kill the supers that choose not to follow the rules? As usual, the monopoly on coercion that the state has is such that we don't do vigilantism. We have a director of goonfucker affairs and a whole system of commissarying people as needed. So don't worry your pretty little heads about it until we tell you to shoot somebody, or we tell you to not shoot somebody. All right. Also, you know, one of the reasons why I'm telling people go to the off-delve colonies if you want a super rat is that if we lose supers who are idiots in delve ratting, it potentially is a beacon to hostiles and it's a sign of weakness. I don't really care about carrier losses in delve at all. And if we tell people to go super carrier rat in period basis, it's, you know, it's explicitly an area we're not defending. It doesn't matter down there. Like, I don't care about us losing supers in period basis because it just, who gives a shit? So, yeah. All right, a couple other things we need to go through. Just like we launched a project of Blazing, we are also launching a project of basically getting Kikimora BPCs by doing Abyssal crap. And let me get this thread linked here. So this is another thing that we would like people to be focusing on instead of trying to rat on a super carrier is go Blazing and Stain so we can get Nirvana implants and also do this Abyssal stuff that I don't understand and don't need to understand in order to get us some Kiki BPCs. Okay, and ironically enough, as we are basically saying super carrier ratting is, as we know it, is dead and who cares, the guys in GARPA have put together a really cool, 911, oh help, oh god, I'm dying button. We had one of those back in the day and we had to take it off of Mumble because it was crashing Mumble. This is in the era of Heal Team 6, but I am proud to report that our badasses in GARPA have come up with a new solution. So there will soon be a life alert, I've fallen and I can't get up, scream for help button added to Mumble again. It was a lot of fun when we had it, and I'm delighted to have it back. So there's going to be a thread about that going up, explaining how it works and what it will be used for sometime after the Fireside today. All right. Yeah, I think that's it in terms of like bottom line bullet point shit. So let's take some questions as needed. Today on the Meta Show, it will not be Lateral Mecha. Today on the Meta Show, I believe we have Asher Elias on, and we're going to be interviewing him about whatever the hell Asher feels like talking about, which should be fun. Any plan to have an alliance buyback for the Nirvana BPC for those Blazing Insane? That is a very good question, and we were actually just talking about that in the Illum meeting, and I am pleased to report that our guys who have already been Blazing have managed to already start lowering prices. Like these things, it still costs billions of ISK to buy one, and that mainly relates, not to buy one, to buy a set, I should say. And a lot of that relates to the PI materials that go into building the implants. So we are looking into posting a guide. We were just discussing this in the meeting for how to do the PI necessary for the Nirvana implants to get them built cheaper. And I can't promise when that's going to be done, but it is something that'll probably be up in the next, ideally within a week. But I don't want to speak for Saren on that, but it is something that we are looking at doing. As far as a buyback program, it's not necessary yet because of the success we're already seeing in Stain, and we want more people Blazing, and if it is necessary, we will bolt more complications onto the program as needed. Will there be new fits or recalls now that resistances have come down? I don't know, but we do know that there are going to be new capital fits, and those will be released soon, and if there needs to be a recall tweak, that will be included.
That will not be.
There will not be new recall fits. Good.
No need.
I missed the bingo card. I didn't realize that daily login rewards was on Farside Bingo. God damn it.
Oh, the daily login ones are terrible.
I am delighted to have Farside Bingo back.
The daily login rewards are so bad. It was a Reddit post. I'm not sure if it's like someone being ironic or what, but it was like a limited 7-day skin for a condor, and the skin looks like shit, and people are like, CCP.
Today you got a 7-day skin. Yesterday you got an ME0 frigate blueprint copy, and then the day before you got a like a drug that was available for 15 minutes that you needed the skills to use. So like a lot of people couldn't redeem it.
Well, they're polluting the data again by running a whole bunch of ugh. Something about dependent and independent variables goes here. If I have court mates who are interested in training to capitals who have zero capital skills currently, should I have them train into dreads, carriers, or facts first? I would have them go into dreads because we're doing a big dread push. That should be a reminder for me to tell everybody. Dreads, dreads, dreads. That is one of the big consequences of all these nerfs, is the value of dreads are very important. So if you have
Two
tight
guns.
pilot. Yes. Jay, why don't you herf some blurfs here
So,
about what we want?
dreads should train P2 guns. Like just to put in perspective, a fully skilled Naggle for a pilot has about 8,000 DPS with D1 guns. If you put T2 guns on that thing, you take a damage drug, which every Naggle for has in them, you go up to like 16,000 DPS. T2 guns are insanely good. You want to do T2 Siege, T2 Guns, Dread 5. That should be the order. And
Excellent.
vertical supremacy, of course.
All right, let me see if there's any other questions I need to answer. We are basically in a period of trying to shape the fuck up as usual. Whenever CCB hits us and the entire game with a whole bunch of nerfs, it's time for us to fix a whole bunch of shit that has been broken or alter things that have been just sort of forgotten about, and generally tighten our shot group, which is a great war joke. But there you go. The main thing that I really want is to make sure that we have, because we are going to have a big Saturday night form up, to make absolutely certain that we have enough sacrileges for everybody. Because the worst thing is to be like herfing blurfs and telling everybody, guys, we've got a big op tonight, and then people log on and look to the contracts in 1DQ1, and they can't get the ships that they need for this doctrine. What nerfs do I foresee in the future? That's a good question, and I'm just going to refer to it back to what I was saying earlier, which is I don't pay attention to a damn thing that CCP is saying that they're going to do until it is in the form of patch notes. And I personally advocate this because it's a lot less stressful if you're like, don't tell me what you're going to do, show me what you're going to do, and it only gets into the realm of showing when something hits CC or is in a patch note. I mean, I remember back when in the 2007 FanFest, which I did not go to, but I watched the videos of it at the time, when CCB was promising that just around the corner we would have Alliance logos on all of our spaceships. So, yeah. So I don't really worry in my pretty little head about what CCP says they're going to nerf or try to anticipate nerfs, because we have seen that CCP's nerfs are kind of difficult to predict. And one of the reasons for this is, let's take a look at the most recent patch. The most recent patch has a ton of nerfs, and it looks like, if you're trying to basically make a theory or a framework for why they nerfed the things that they did, especially because some of these nerfs overlap with each other, it's almost like they had a brainstorming session for all the things that they thought that they could do to improve the game nerf-wise. And instead of deciding which ones they would pick, they just decided to do them all, even though, some of these things overlap significantly, like the nerfs to, super plates overlaps with the resist nerf, and here we are. So that's another reason why I don't try to predict them, because, you know, it's hard to predict things that are inherently irrational or things that don't have a theory, or you can't get inside the head of CCP because CCP is a construct. It's a bunch of individuals and various teams arguing and debating, and it's hard to know who is at the wheel at any given time when they do a particular nerf. So basically, my policy is always, I'll worry about it when I see it on a patch note or when it's on CC, and then beyond that, who gives a shit? Alrighty. What will the best ship for ratting be now in Delve? That's not a dumb question, that's actually a good question. And I don't know what the answer is, because I don't know a damn thing about PvE. But I'm sure almost everybody here will have an opinion about it. Alrighty. With the Dread changes, are you going to FC Dread fleets? I don't want to make any promises, but the reality is, and again, no promises, but I actually considered it. That doesn't mean that it's going to translate into me like logging in and playing the game every day, because it's better for me to not log in and play the game every day like I do, which is thinking about how to get inside the head of all of our enemies and rat fuck them, and also how to strengthen our organization and manage it. But I do love Dreads, and yeah, so I've at least thought about it, but no promises. You guys would all end up being better Dread FCs than me. It's kind of like, I remember an analogy that was made was when we were cleaning up MNC after the Halloween War, but before the Russians all imploded, so this is like post-BR5, there I was in leading a little gang of super carriers just blowing up extra I-hubs and stuff. This is under the Dominion SOP system. And somebody made a joke at my expense, and it was absolutely true, which was, this was basically like Kim Jong-un or Kim Jong-il playing golf, right? Where, you know, the great leader goes out there and, you know, leads the super fleet doing something that's absolutely safe, and then he puts the ball, and then everybody sort of claps politely and hopes that he doesn't slam the super carrier into the side, I don't know, an asteroid. Actually, I was pretty smug of just sieging back in the day, but let's not talk about that. Let me see some other questions, and then if not, I need to go get ready for the meta show. I'm not even going to be touching the Hecate fleet or Hecate. How do you even pronounce that? Hecate? Hecate? Whatever. Hecat? Hecate? I'm happy to be bingo bait. I'm delighted to be bingo bait. It's easy to bingo bait me because we now have a super cool randomized bingo card, so everybody's got a slightly different one, so I can't tell what's bingo bait and what isn't. And I'm totally cool with it. Bingo, I think, is fun. Will we have limitations of one ES and one AV solution in Sacklets or Mind Lake reimbursement? I can't speak to that. I don't know. That will be the information for that should be on the Doctrine thread for it. Now, Soviet Elmo, I actually have my own Fireside Bingo card here, and I can tell you that that is actually bingo bait, because it's bingo bait for me on my square, too. You got unlucky. All right, boys and girls, I think that that is going to be enough for now. For those of you that are actually trying to ask questions in the Mumble channel, we only do this in Elysium at conference.goonplay.com. This is one of the reasons why we promote Elysium, is we want you to ask questions and engage with each other in Elysium at conference.goonplay.com. So I studiously ignore the questions that are asked in the Mumble chat. That's not because I'm being a dick, but it's because of cohesion and having a central place for communicating information, which is over here in Elysium. So thank you all for coming. We have big ops tonight at 0200 EVE. Sack up, get ready. We're going to be fighting PanFam, and we're going to be fighting to defend our four Dazars up north and get the sacrileges we need in 1DQ1, make sure that people are geared up for it, and let's do it. Let's do it right. And I will see you all next week for the Fireside, same time, same channel. And we will have the meta show in 20 minutes with, I believe, Asher as a guest. So that should be fun, too. Thanks for coming, guys.